Yes, people, welcome to episode 23 of Cricket Talks podcast. This is also going to be the fourth out of six in the mini-series where we preview the PSL sides. And in this episode, we're going to be talking through Peshawar Zalmi's team. Now, Peshawar Zalmi is a side that's won it, I believe, once and gone to the final about three times. And they've been host to some of the most exciting, patriotic fans that, you know, PSL has ever seen, from Darren Sammy to Kamran Akmal at the top order, who's been destructive ever since he's ever been in the PSL, to players like Shuaib Malik, Wahab Riaz, Hassan Ali. Peshawar Zalmi have always been a competitive side within the PSL. They never really finish at the bottom, they never really finish at the top, but they're always there. They have taken a title home once, like I've said, they've been to the final a few times, but they've always been a force. They've never really had a weak side, and they always seem to come through at the end. Whether it's Darren Sammy bringing them over the line, or Shahid Afridi when he was playing for them, I think he was. And you know, they're always a force to be reckoned with. So we're going to be talking through Peshawar Zalmi's team this season. There's been a few shuffle arounds, a couple exciting signings, a couple new trades that are definitely worth talking about since how big the players are. So we're going to be talking to Peshawar Zalmi's team. But before we get started, please make sure if you're watching on YouTube, you like, comment and subscribe. We're almost at 100 subscribers. And if you're listening on podcast, make sure you follow, rate, review. However you can support the podcast, stream my other episodes, go check out the previous three episodes I would have done for the PSL preview series, where I've talked through Islamabad, Multan and Lahore at this point. And go and check out my other Pakistan episodes if you're a Pakistan fan, where I've talked through the summary for the Pakistan-South Africa T20 series, a preview before that, the New Zealand series, a load of stuff we've talked about all around international cricket. Go and stream those other episodes as well after. But we're going to get started now on the breakdown of Peshawar Zalmi. Now, the first player is someone who brings a wealth of experience from the team in the retain list, and that is Wahab Riaz. Probably one of the best T20 bowlers that Pakistan T20 may or may not have seen. It's a good debate to have. But yeah, definitely one of the best players in the PSL in terms of bowling, just because of the amount of wealth of experience he has, his ability to use variations, bowl seam on, seam off, wherever it's needed. And you know, despite him not potentially having the best form recently, especially the fact that he didn't play in the Pakistan South Africa T20 series, I wouldn't put that past him. You know, if we look at PSL records, he is the leading wicket taker of the PSL. I think something like 76 wickets, 7 economy, 16 strike rate. I would be very happy. I think any team would be happy to have someone like Wahab Riaz in there leading the bowling attack from the front. And you know, just bringing in a load of experience, whether it's with the bowling, and even when he's batting at number 7, number 8, when they're needing 16 off 6 or 16 off 4, you know, the game is very much competitive, even though Wahab Riaz is into bat. He can turn the game on its head. He's helped Pakistan out several times. I was fortunate enough to go to the Pakistan-Afghanistan game, and you know, he took Pakistan over the line alongside Imad Wasim, but the pressure he was put in, he's not a specialist batsman, he's not even classed as an all-rounder, but he still took Pakistan over the line and hit a sixes in probably one of the toughest situations against the likes of Rashid Khan. So yeah, definitely a sick player. Wahab Riaz, Peshawar Zalmi's first player. Now the next player for Peshawar is Shuaib Malik, the fourth leading run scorer in the PSL of all time. He's played for several teams, Karachi and Multan being the main ones. He came into the PSL playing for Karachi, transitioned to Multan, and he's been at Peshawar Zalmi, but I think he's played one season last season already. But yeah, definitely one of the most experienced players the PSL has to offer. In my opinion, I'll be very honest, I think he's a little bit overrated at this point. You know, ending his career with Pakistan, I feel like he was a bit of a liability on the back end of his career, especially with tournaments like the World Cup, where I wasn't comfortable with him being in the side. And you know, who's me to say, but I'm just saying that, you know, Pakistan definitely had a lot better options. I think in the PSL though, however, he is still very much one of the best, most experienced batsmen out there on offer, alongside the likes of Mohammad Hafeez and Babar Azam. Again, fourth leading run scorer, 48 games, 44 innings, 68 high score, an average of 31, 1100 runs to his name at a strike rate of 122. He also offers that handy off spin to left handers, which is, again, like Mohammad Hafeez, can be extremely handy at times. So yeah, I wouldn't put it past him. I think in the PSL his numbers again really aren't too bad. My thoughts on him are being a bit overrated are in international cricket on the back end of his career. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how Shuaib Malik holds up, whether he can hold up during this PSL given the fact that he's retired. So yeah, it's going to be another interesting battle, similar to players like Shahid Afridi, who it's been a while since he retired, and seeing him still be very much competitive in the PSL. So it's going to be a good, interesting battle between him and the new guys to see how he holds up. Now, the next player for Peshawar Zalmi on the retained list is none other than Kamran Akmal, the leading run scorer in PSL history. It's 1,500 runs to his name, a 29 average, at a strike rate anywhere between 120 and 130. You know, even in 2020, he still has the ability. I think last season we saw it as well. He still has the ability to show that same fight he did 4 or 5 years ago. Even when he wasn't playing for Pakistan, those years he still had the ability to show that aggressiveness. At the top of the order, he can strike so quickly in the power play, completely flip up his strike rate, put bowlers, put pressure back on the bowlers, and really take the game to the bowlers rather than the bowlers attempting to use variation. You know, he has so much experience, he's faced so many types of bowlers, and you know, despite his age, despite him being retired for a while, I genuinely wouldn't put it past him. If I was a Lahore fan, I'd be very happy to have him at the top order. I think he's fairly consistent and, again, really aggressive, can take the strike rate right up at the beginning of the innings, and could help out the other openers, whether they're new or they're experienced, just work their way into their innings. So Kamran Akmal, still an invaluable player, I think, and Peshawar are going to be lucky that they still have him in their side. The next player for Peshawar Zalmi, again on the retain list, is Liam Livingstone. Now, you know, I personally love him as a player. I think if he had, he definitely still has the ability to play for England. I think England are just really lucky in the fact that they have so much batting depth that, you know, even someone like Liam Livingstone doesn't actually make the squad right now. But yeah, definitely an amazing player. I think he's slightly underrated. Still, he didn't have an amazing first. I think it probably is his first season in the PSL last season for Peshawar. That being said, you know, I've seen him in the Vitality Blast. He can again lift the strike rate so high. He can put the bowlers, pressure back on the bowlers. I've seen him for Lancashire, man, and he's destructive. He's destructive, and he didn't have an amazing last season, like I said, but I wouldn't put it past him to be able to perform this one. We'll see how it goes. But Liam Livingstone is definitely going to be one of the wild card players for Peshawar Zalmi. You know, this, I don't think there's going to be a massive amount of expectation, and I reckon he can, you know, outperform what the fans are currently thinking of him. Now, the next player for Peshawar Zalmi is the last on the retained list, I think, and that is the young Haider Ali. Again, didn't have an amazing series against South Africa. That being said, I'm very much looking excited to seeing him play. He had an amazing last season. People from all around the world who weren't necessarily aware of him could see the potential that he had. He could hit players all around the park. Comes across as, you know, potentially a young Kamran Akmal, but we'll see how it goes. Again, we look every player I'm naming from the Peshawar side just seems to be someone who can offer a 150 plus strike rate that season. And you know, Haider Ali had a terrific last season. And I wouldn't put it past him to be able to bat number 3, number 4, potentially open for Peshawar Zalmi this season. And yeah, I wouldn't put it past him to have a 150 plus season. So yeah, Haider Ali, another exciting prospect. And yeah, looking forward to having another good season with him. I'll put it this way, like I've said to a couple of other players outside Lahore, I'm trying to be as unbiased as possible. And if I'm being dead honest, I'm a little bit scared about someone like Haider Ali. He can completely turn the tables. So yeah, Haider Ali, another amazing prospect for Peshawar Zalmi. Now, the next player for Peshawar Zalmi is their first platinum pick, the only platinum pick they have this season, and that is the middle order destructive, I've heard somewhere, Miller the Killer, and that is David Miller, obviously. You know, if we're looking at recent form, he just had an amazing, I think, 70-odd not out against Pakistan in the third T20. That was in Lahore, which is the second half of the PSL is going to be played in. And you know, he's an amazing player. I still think he's underrated, in my opinion. I don't think he's picked up by enough franchises. He has so much to offer in terms of his batting. He has so much experience behind him and his ability to build an innings. You know, just looking at the third T20 as a sole sample piece, he built the innings when South Africa was something like 70 something for 5, 70 something for 6, and he built the innings and took him to 150 in 20 overs when the run rate was horribly low. So yeah, David Miller, another astounding player. I think when someone or situations occur at the top order, when someone like Haider Ali, Kamran, Liam Livingstone might, just potentially have a top order collapse. David Miller is that kind of player who can rebuild the innings, and I definitely think he has a lot to offer. Peshwar Zalmi being in the middle order, someone with a slightly lower strike rate, but being able to make it 150 plus on the back end of an inning. So David Miller, probably one of the most undervalued batsmen in the PSL, and in world cricket, to be honest, in franchise cricket. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to see how he performs in the PSL this season. Now, the next player for Peshawar Zalmi is Mujibur Rahman, the 19-year-old world star, I think is a good time to put it by him, at 19 years old only, off spinner. He's played pretty much every single franchise there is possible. I'm pretty sure he's played for Peshawar Zalmi last season. He's played for the IPL, he's played in the Big Bash, he's played in the Vitality Blast. I'm sure he's played in the Caribbean and the Bangladesh Premier League and the Lanka Premier League. But yeah, this guy's played everywhere. Crafty off spinner, 19 years old only. I'm sure if he carries on the way he's going, Peshawar will have no problem keeping him in the long run as a retained player. But you know, it's a bit of a weird one. I know he played for Peshawar Zalmi last season. I'm not sure whether he made any appearances or not, because he definitely wasn't on the wicket takers list. That being said, we know what he's capable of. Peshawar Zalmi don't really have a specialist spinner in this side aside from him, so him alongside the likes of Shoaib Malik should be good enough. I don't necessarily think it's going to be enough to withstand the whole tournament, which I guess is one of the ways where Peshawar might miss out, especially on the second half of the tournament where it's played in Lahore. So a spin becomes a hell of a lot more valuable, but you know, we'll see how it goes. They've only got one specialist spinner, like we said. I'm sure there's a good reason for that, but yeah, that's Mujibur Rahman. Now, the next player for Peshawar Zalmi is Shafane Rutherford. Now, he played for Karachi Kings last season, had a pretty quiet season. I'll be honest, I don't know a massive amount about him. I was looking at his page, his T20 cricket isn't huge. That being said, he has played for the likes of Delhi and Karachi Kings, and he's from Guyana, so yeah, any West Indian fans, if you guys know any good facts about him, I'm sure he's performed well in the CPL, which is probably the reason why he got picked in the IPL on Karachi in the first place. But I definitely know he had a quiet season with Karachi Kings. I remember the last few games, he came on twice and got a pretty low score. In terms of recent form, he had a quiet T10 as well. So Shafane Rutherford, I think looking at where they've brought him in, as a diamond player, you know, there's a lot of other picks that could have been there. But yeah, it's a big risk in my eyes. We'll see how it plays out. But yeah, after a quiet last season, hopefully he can perform this time, but this time for the Peshawar Zalmi. Now, the next player for Peshawar Zalmi is another really exciting one, and that is Ahmad Butt, 25 years old. I still think, despite being in the gold category, he's a little bit underrated. His ability to just take wickets and put a cap in the score, I think he reminds me a little bit of Fahim Ashraf, maybe a slightly better bowler than Fahim Ashraf, but a very, very, very sick player. I think his recent form hasn't been too bad as well. He was part of the New Zealand tour, and he was playing for the Shaheen squad. But yeah, recent tour here in T10, he had about 4 games for Delhi, I think it was. Wasn't too bad, took about 5 wickets across those. Plays for Balochistan. I think he has about 15 or 17 wickets across his whole stint at PSL. Didn't have a massive last season, but that being said, I still think he's one of those wildcard players. I reckon he's going to be very, very handy for Peshawar Zalmi in their bowling attack. I wouldn't be surprised to see him in the regular side as a bowler. You know that he was swapped out for Hasan Ali. Maybe Peshawar thought that Hasan was a bit of a risk with his injuries. So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out for Ahmad Butt. Next up is Umaid Asif. Now, the last time he played cricket was for the Pakistan Cup, Balochistan, and you know, his numbers haven't been amazing recently, 36. I personally don't rate him as much compared to the other seamers who haven't played for Pakistan in a while, or played for Pakistan at all in that sense. I wouldn't really rate him as highly. I think he's slightly overrated. That being said, Peshawar would have taken him on. Whether he makes the regular side, they've got Wahab Riaz, they've got Ahmad Butt, and they've got Mohammad Irfan Senior. There's a good chance he will play a lot of the matches, especially in the first half when it is going to be a little bit more pace friendly in Karachi. So yeah, personally, again, I think he's a little bit overrated. Peshawar fans, if you think differently, then feel free to let me know. Next up for Peshawar is Saqib Mahmood, the seam bowler from Lancashire. I still remember when, a couple seasons before, he actually got the call up from England in the T20 Blast. I saw him bowl and he was bowling rockets, man. The amount of pace he can generate with his physique and his stature, and the amount of bounce he can produce, is nothing short of incredible. He's almost as if he's the next Mark Wood for England. So yeah, a very talented player. This is his second season for Charlton. I've had him. He hasn't played any cricket recently, you know. He did play in the practice match for the England squad. But apart from that, the last time he played was for Peshawar, which was the eliminator against Lahore, which Lahore came out successfully. So, in that sense, yeah, if in terms of actual thoughts on him in the PSL, I don't remember him having an amazing season. It wasn't too bad, to be honest. I think he did take a few wickets. I remember taking three against Lahore in the eliminator. That being said, you know, I don't think he has that many variations. You know, as a Lahore fan, I wouldn't say I'm too worried about him. I don't think he has the ability, I don't think he's obviously matured the ability to bowl those variations, those slower balls and cutters, which, like I said before, are going to be so important in the second half of the tournament. But in the first half, when they're playing in Karachi, I'm sure he's going to take a bundle of wickets. But yeah, a very, very sick player. Looking at the squad, like we said, Hasan Ali is out, Ahmad Butt is in, so that's one of the seamers for the regular side. It really depends on how Peshawar use their bowlers, whether though? They play one or two spinners. They do have someone I want to mention later on, which is Mohammed Irfan Senior. They also have Wahab Riaz, who we can expect both of them to play. In addition to that, they also have Ahmad Butt. So it's really a rotating system, I guess. The likelihood is they play three seamers or two seamers, and in that case, I'd probably assume Ahmad Butt is playing and Wahab Riaz is playing. I wouldn't be so inclined to play Mohammed Irfan, but I'll mention about him later on. So yeah, that is Saqib Mahmood, still a young, dangerous bowler. I'm not necessarily hugely worried about him from a Lahore Qalandar standpoint. That being said, if Peshawar do end up holding him in the future as a long-term plan, I'm sure he can do some damage. Next up for Peshawar Zalmi is an opener, someone who I don't think has played a lot of cricket in a while as well, and that is Imam Al-Haq. You know, he wasn't part of the South Africa series for the test series. As far as I know, he was still out for an injury. He hasn't played any cricket before that. He wasn't part of the New Zealand squad either. And that in Pakistan, he really only plays in the ODI and T20 squad, and that's the only cricket Pakistan has played recently. He wasn't part of any of it. So I'm not sure exactly sure whether he got to take part in a domestic cricket. I doubt he did. But Imam Al-Haq as a player, I still think he has the ability to play T20 cricket for Peshawar. You know, Shaun Masood does it at the top order, and he's surprisingly decent. Imam Al-Haq, I'm sure, has that same ability. I think it's just his technical, aesthetically, he looks very technical with his batting, and that's come through in all formats. And I guess that's why some people might say, or not so inclined to choose him over the likes of maybe Haider Ali opening the batting. That being said, he can score runs. If he continues to push the ability to keep that strike rate healthy and try and keep above 120 ideally, then I'm sure he has a future. Looking at the squad now, there's a good chance he could play. You know, Peshawar don't have too many batsmen. They have Kamran Akmal, Haider Ali, and then Imam Al-Haq, and then after that maybe Liam Livingstone and David Miller. So Imam Al-Haq fits into that pretty nicely. It really all does depend on how many all-rounders they play as well, because they have got Radhib Bopara in this supplementary space, who I don't think I'm going to end up talking about, just because I haven't talked about it for the other squads, because I didn't know what supplementary meant until about 2-3 episodes in. So yeah, it really depends on how they all work out their balance between batsmen, all-rounders and seamers. But that being said, Imam Al-Haq, I don't think will have any problems in terms of his ability to make the regular side. As long as he's fit and healthy and performs in the practice match if he gets a go, I'm sure he can fit into the regular side. I still think he's a very sick player. Would I take him in the Lahore side? Is a perspective and question I like to bring to myself to really judge a player. With the squad we have, no. I think he reminds me a little bit of a Tamim Iqbal. I don't necessarily think he has a strike rate that's quick enough, high enough for us, or a T20 side. But that being said, that's the thing I said before. If he can maintain that strike rate, bring up that strike rate, and still put up runs on the board, there's no reason why he couldn't be there, because he could be a good anchor when he's in the middle of someone like Kamran Akmal, who is aggressive from the get-go, and Haider Ali, who is aggressive from the get-go. He can play that role in between a little bit, like the way Babar Azam does for the Pakistan squad, where he bats, opens the batting, and he has Haider Ali or Haider Ali or Zaman alongside him. It's that ability to stay the anchor role in case of the top order collapse. So in that case, Imam Al-Haq can be a very, very handy signing. Now next up is Mohammad Imran Randhawa. Now this again is one of the players, like I said in the other episode, that I don't know a huge amount about. I think I said the same for potentially Mohammed Fazan, because I did see him play a few games, but his professional career is very, very small in terms of the sample amount of games he's played. So Mohammad Imran Randhawa, I did a little bit of searching around, I saw some of his highlights. He had played a few games for Southern Punjab. He's never played in the PSL before, but I saw him play for Punjab, and he's a very aggressive player. That's all I took from it. I didn't really see any aesthetically pleasing shots, but he can smack a few sixes. I saw him against, I think it might have been Khyber Pakhtunkhwa or Balochistan, whichever team Usman Shahrivari plays for. But I saw him and he was smacking Usman around. So yeah, Randhawa, I'm not exactly sure what to make of him. I really doubt he's going to make the regular side, if I'm being honest. With the team they've got, a nice six. He'd probably be a sub, a good sub anyway. He'd probably make the sub side very easily. So Imran Randhawa, an aggressive batsman, I'd assume he's there to replace someone like Haider Ali, David Miller, when it's needed for injuries, but I don't expect him to be in the regular side. Finally, in Peshawar Zalmi's team, like I said, I'm not going through the supplementary, so this is the final ones, and I'm not going through emerging either, sorry. So this is the final one from the silver category, and that is Mohammed Irfan Senior, 7 foot something tall, or 6 foot something tall, left arm, opening bowler. He's a bit of a weird case, you know. He has the knack to take wickets. He has that obviously crazily high carry that he's able to produce, and his speeds are somewhere around the 80s. They're not really in the 90s or high 80s, but you know, the fact that he's still getting drafted really means something, and he still gets to play in franchises across the world. But I don't really follow him a huge amount, and if I'm being honest, I don't think he's as valuable to sides as some people think he is, just because of his name, because of his stature and all that side that comes with it. So Mohammed Irfan, if we're looking at the side, like I said before with Saqib Mahmood, there's a good chance he'd probably make the regular side either way. He's played for all the regular teams. I think he played for Multan last season. And opening the bowling, there's a good chance he could do that. Saqib Mahmood is not someone who'd probably be given the new ball. We could probably see him and him and somebody else opening the bowling. Maybe Saqib opens the bowling, but they've got obviously Ahmad Butt, or they've got Wahab Riaz. Wahab Riaz, I don't think, will generally get the new ball. So Mohammed Irfan, maybe Saqib Mahmood opens the bowling, but I can expect him to be in the regular side. Depends again on how many spinners they play. But yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on him. If you guys have any thoughts on Mohammed Irfan, recent form, whether he's played in the T10, he probably did play in the T10, then let me know. So that was the Peshawar side. Peshawar Zalmi fans, PSL fans, let me know what you thought of your squad. Do you think your squad is able to get a second title? If I'm being totally honest, summarising that squad, I don't personally think it's capable. I'm actually making a writing piece within the next couple of days of recording this about how I think the PSL is transitioning and how I think squads are transitioning based on teams I've seen and, you know, franchises such as the IPL, which teams will be successful in the future and which won't be. And, you know, Peshawar is a squad that's maintained a core set of players for a long amount of time. They've had Gamran Akmal, they've had Liam Livingstone for a couple seasons now, I think. They've got Shoaib Malik, Wahab Riaz, they've had Haider Ali from the start. Who else have they had? Imam Al-Haq. And yeah, that's kind of their squad, you know. And then they've got the rotating players, Shafane Rutherford from Karachi, Ahmad Butt from Islamabad, Mujibur Rahman. So do I think this is a tournament winning squad? No. That being said, I do always, like I said before at the start, I think I mentioned this, Peshawar Zalmi has always been a dominant force. Whether they don't look like it on paper, but they've always managed to keep up a hell of a fight. So I don't expect to see Peshawar finishing on the bottom. I'm sure Wahab Riaz, I'm sure played the rally, David Miller, who's in impeccable form, like we saw against the third T20. He just played in Pakistan, in Lahore, and put 60 odd up, or 70 not out, something like that. So I do think this team will finish mid-table. I don't think it's a tournament winning side. I don't think that this squad has good enough swaps out when it's needed to withstand the whole tournament. That being said, I'm open to being proven wrong. If you think your side is worthy of finishing at the top of the table, let me know your thoughts. If you're listening to audio and you want to send me your thoughts, you can send a voice note, I think, through Anchor. So if you go to the Anchor website, where however you enter this, there should be like a purple page. Go and send me your voice notes there, or go to the YouTube channel where all the guys on visuals are watching this, and let me know in the comments here. Let me know why you think your team is good enough. But yeah, PSL fans, let me know what you think of this squad. Where do you guys think they'll finish up? Try and be as objective as possible. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is episode 24, I think, of the Cricket Talks. We've got two more episodes coming up after this, Quetta Gladiators and Karachi Kings. And yeah, make sure you check out the other PSL sides. If you want to hear more Pakistan cricket talk, go and check out my episodes that I had with guests on for the South Africa series. Go and check out the New Zealand one. Go check out whatever other episodes there are. I think that there might be a Fab Four one with Bob Raza mentioned. So go check out all those episodes. I hope you enjoyed this. Make sure you follow the Cricket Talks Instagram, which is Cricket Talks Pod. Companies, businesses, cricket companies, brands, if you guys want to hit me up for sponsors, then feel free to do that. All of the money made from this just goes towards really making this podcast better. But we're doing good numbers now. We're charting. Thank you to all the guys who are streaming the stuff. We're now 20 something in England, 20 something in New Zealand as well, and we've also entered the all-time charts for Great Britain. So thank you all you guys who are streaming, and tomorrow will be the Quetta Gladiators episode. So I'll see you then.